It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. The dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. Thank you very much for turning on this podcast. Please rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and the other places. Give it the old five-star bump and write a short little thing. And share this podcast all over the place, all over the world. Subscribe to it so you get automatic downloads. You can contact me. The email address is dictionarypod@gmail.com if you have anything to say. Maybe I made a mistake. I try to fix those either in the episode or the show notes. But sometimes I miss things. Or if you didn't like what I said, let's have a conversation about it. My social media is @dictionarypod on Instagram and Twitter. My personal is @speejampar, S-P-E-J-A-M-P-A-R. And there is a TikTok @speejampar where there are some dictionary little video thingies. And they're there, and you can go watch them. And I haven't made any in a while. There is a Patreon. As little as $1 a month gets you early episodes. There is merchandise. There is a TeePublic link in the show notes. Go check it out. The show notes often has some other links and things if you want to learn more about what we talk about in the episode. Well, okay, so we need to talk about the words in this episode, and when I say words, I mean word, because there is one word, two forms, and so many definitions. So many. I can't believe how many definitions there are. All right, we gotta get into it. Today, we have the first form of the word drop. D-R-O-P. Noun from before the 12th century. 1A1, the quantity of fluid that drops in one spherical mass. One whole spherical mass is a drop of fluid. What is the shape of a drop? I think scientists are trying to figure that out. Maybe they know. I don't think it's quite what we think it is. One drop. Okay, 1A2, this one is plural. So you'd say drops, a dose of medicine measured by drops, as in eye drops, for dilating the pupil of the eye. Sometimes when the doctor needs to check out your eyeball, you gotta get some drops in that dilates them and everything, and it's everything is a little weird for a while. I hate putting in drops in my eyes. I don't know why. Why can I not keep my eye open? This is like the most difficult thing in the world for me to do. I don't know what it is. It's just very weird, and my I can't keep them open. And as soon as the drop comes in, my eyes are closing. I think I need like four people to hold me down and rip open my eyelids. 1B, a minute quantity or degree of something non-material or tangible. It's like just tiniest little about, it's just a little tiny little drop. Just a little drop of something, of matter. 1C, a small quantity of drink. Probably not literally a drop of drink, that's just not enough for you to even barely taste it, probably. But just a little bit, maybe it's a shot. Maybe a shot of liquid can be called a drop. 1D, the smallest practical unit of liquid measure. All the other ones that are smaller than that are impractical, but this one, it's the smallest that we can do. All the I think the different liquids have a different amount that they can drop at, like based on their consistency, one drop of one liquid might be a lot bigger or smaller than a drop of another liquid that's at a different consistency. But yeah, it's really, you can't really divide the liquid up smaller than a drop in any normal, easy, practical way, you know, for the everyday human. Number 2, something that resembles a liquid, a liquid drop as to a pendant ornament attached to a piece of jewelry, also an earring with such a pendant. And so this is, it's drop shaped. That's what it is. It looks like a drop. Now, this is the thing, the shape of a drop, we think of it as sort of a round thing on the bottom and then pointy on the top. But I do believe I've heard that they're not necessarily shaped that way when they're actually falling from the sky or falling through the air. But, the you know, this pendant ornament for jewelry is shaped like what we just think of as a drop, even though it might not be scientifically accurate. What is the shape of a drop? Maybe we should put a link in the show notes. There's also 2B, a small globular cookie or candy. I feel like I've always wondered this. I've heard of drop cookies, right? But why are they called drop? Is it, I don't know. Is it shaped like a drop? Has it been dropped from the sky and then whatever shape it takes, that's the shape? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, number three, there are some sub-definitions. It says the etymology for number three is specifically from the second form of drop, which is the next word, which is a verb. So think about that as we're going through this. So 3A, the act or an instance of dropping, the synonym is fall. So something's dropping and falling, and that is a drop. Dropping off the side of a mountain is a drop. Oh, I had a little drop. I fell 10,000 feet. 3B, a decline in quantity or quality. Things are dropping. I hope the quality of this show has not been dropping. I think it has been evolving. It's changing. But maybe the quality has stayed the same. Worst case scenario. 3C, a descent by parachute. Also, the people or equipment dropped by parachute. So the falling with a parachute is a drop, and then the equipment and the people who are dropping are also the drop. Come on, everybody. We got to drop. We got to drop out of this plane. We got to go fight the enemy down there. Let's drop. Let's do a drop. Drop those things. 3D, a place or central depository to which something is brought for distribution or transmission. The things that are being dropped are mail, money, or stolen property. There's more to the definition. Also, the act of depositing something at such a place, as in made the drop. How many times in movies and TV shows have we heard them talking about making the drop, go drop the stuff off at the drop? Where's the drop? It's just around the corner at the corner store. Drop it over there, and the guy will take it. You will have made the drop. 4A, the distance from a higher to a lower level or through which something drops. That's a drop. The distance is the drop. 4B, a decrease in electric potential. I guess in electricity, probably. Yeah, there's the electricity, it dropped. We don't have as much electricity for some reason. I'm sure electricians use this all the time. Every day, they're talking about a decrease in electric potential. 5, a slot into which something is to be dropped. So this is kind of similar to the drop in the mail, money, or stolen property. It's a place where the thing is dropped off. It's the drop. Number 6, this also has the etymology of the second form of drop. Something that drops, hangs, or falls, as 6A, a movable plate that covers the keyhole of a lock. Oh, yeah, I think I've seen these before. They're not very common. If, I don't know why you would have this exactly. It's not like somebody couldn't just move it over. But yeah, there's a lock on a door, and then sometimes there's a little circular thing that hangs in front of it, and you just have to move it over so you can get the key in there. And so it hangs, it drops, it falls in front of the thing until you, or when you let go of it, it drops. So that's called a drop. 6B, an unframed piece of cloth, stage scenery. A piece of cloth stage scenery, also the synonym drop curtain, which will be in the next episode. So it's not in a frame, it just hangs, that's the thing. You attach it to the top and then you drop the bottom until it hits the bottom of the stage because it's been dropped and it's a drop curtain. 6C, a hinged platform on a gallows. This is where they're hanging people. They're standing on the platform, and then they release the platform, and then the person falls through the hole in the floor, and then they get hung, and that platform is called the drop because it drops. Release the drop. I don't believe we're really doing much hanging these days. That's good. That's good. 6D, a fallen fruit is a drop because it has dropped from its tree, its bush, its wherever it came from. It fell down. It said, I'm finished being up there. I want to drop. I want to see what the ground is like. 7, the advantage of having an opponent covered with a firearm. The advantage of having an opponent covered with a firearm. Broadly, the synonyms are advantage and superiority. This is usually used in the phrase, get the drop on. So I guess, yeah, this is where you have the advantage over the opponent because you have a firearm and they do not have a firearm. I feel like the definition was worded odd. The advantage of having an opponent covered with a firearm. So the opponent is covered with a firearm by you, so you have the advantage. You got the drop on them. Boom, boom. 8, a move back from the line of scrimmage. And this is in preparation for making a forward pass, as in a quick drop. So this, I believe, would be like when the quarterback takes the ball from the center, the guy who's got the ball, they take the ball, and then they drop back real far, maybe so they get away from the defensive people, and they're getting ready to throw it. So they drop back from the line of scrimmage because they're preparing to make a pass forward to hopefully get even more yards. They're taking a chance by dropping back because if they get sacked, if the defensive people come through and get them, then they drop down and then they have a whole bunch more yards to make up the next time around. That's the down. They have to try next on the next down. Couple of phrases. At the drop of a hat. And this means as soon as the slightest provocation is given. The synonym is immediately. At the drop of a hat. This is a weird one. What's the etymology of this? As soon as the hat is dropped, you do a thing. The slightest provocation, just the tiniest little thing, will make you jump, scream, run, do a dance. I don't know what you're doing, but it's at the drop of a hat you will do a thing. Just let me know when you need my help, and I will be ready at the drop of a hat. Please drop your hat so I know that you are ready for me. That's a funny one. Another phrase, drop in the bucket. And this is a part so small as to be negligible. It's just unimportant. It's so tiny, we don't even care. It's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't do anything. A lot of people feel like their votes are a drop in the bucket. But with all those drops in the bucket will be filled. And so you gotta vote. Okay, so those were all of the noun definitions. This is from Old English, dropa, which is akin to the Old High German, tropfo, which means drop, and it's drop. And now, I need to make a drop sound effect, because we only have one more word. One sound effect is all you get today, so I guess it's just going to be, boom. That's the sound rain makes when it falls. Broom, 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 broom. Okay. This second form of drop is a verb from before the 12th century, and we are starting with intransitive. 1. To fall in drops. Blop, 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 blop. 2A1. To fall unexpectedly or suddenly. Oh no, I dropped. 2A2. To descend from one line or level to another. I immediately think of video games. You're on standing on a level and then you drop down to the next one. Like a just a flat thing. 2B. To fall in a state of collapse or death. Drop down dead. Drop dead. That's what they say. Oh, just he was standing and then all of a sudden he died and he fell. 2C is talking about a card. To become played by reason of the obligation to follow suit. So this would be in one of those games where you gotta follow suit, like bridge. If somebody's throwing down spades, the first person throws down spades, then you gotta throw down spades. And so, to become played by reason, so you gotta drop down your spade? I don't know how to use this in context. It's something like that. 2D is talking about a ball. To fall or roll into a hole or basket. Golf goes into a hole. Basketball goes into a basket. It's right there in the name. Anything else? I'm sure there are other games that have holes or baskets. But you want to make the ball drop into the place where it's got to go. 3. To enter or pass as if without conscious effort of will into some state, condition, or activity. As in, dropped into sleep. I don't feel like I've really heard it used in that way. Dropped into sleep. I love it when I drop into sleep. I want to go try that right now. 4A. To cease to be of certain. No, I said that wrong. To cease to be of concern. The synonym is lapse. As in, let the matter drop. Don't let it be a concern of yours anymore. Just drop it. Drop this. We don't need to be discussing this thing anymore. It's unnecessary. It's stressing us out. Just drop it. 4B. To pass from view or notice. The synonym is disappear. And this is often used with the word out. As in, drop out of sight. Where did they go? They just dropped out of sight. They disappeared. What happened? I don't notice them anymore. 4C, to become less, as in production dropped. And this is often used with the word off. So drop off. Oh no, our production has dropped off. We need to pick up production. Well, we can't pick up production until people start buying our stuff. So come buy our stuff and then our production will drop on? No, that's not the right phrase. 5. To move with a favoring wind or current. This is usually used with the word down. Drop down. So you're moving with the wind. Maybe this is with sailing. Drop down? Don't really know how they use that. Sounds a little funny to me. But it's not hilarious. Okay, now we have transitive. 1, to let fall or cause to fall. So you are the one who is doing the action of dropping. You got a ball in your hand and you're standing 100 feet in the air and you're like, hey, what's going to happen to this ball if I let go? Oh, it dropped. 2A, the synonym. Oh, this is so weird. It's the number 2 definition for the words give up. Also the synonym abandon. As in, drop an idea. Also, drop the charges. We have given up on that idea or those charges. We don't care about them anymore. We are abandoning them at the wayside. Drop. I don't want to drop the idea of this podcast. I want to keep on going. Even though it is not successful in any way, let's keep it going. Because, you know, I got stuff to do. I gotta see how this ends. 2B, the synonym is discontinue, as in dropped what she was doing. She was all into it, and then she was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to do this anymore. I'm going to discontinue. I'm going to drop it. 2C, to break off an association or connection with. The synonym is dismiss, as in drop a failing student. If you're not doing the work, you're failing, and you're going to get dropped. You might even you might have to drop a class. Either you will drop a class yourself, or the teacher might drop you. I guess they could do that. It's like, get out of my class, you failing student. I'm dropping you. 3A. I did drop a class. When I was a senior in high school, we had a thing in the school that said, like, if you miss a certain amount of classes, then you completely drop the class and you get no credit. And I was taking a class, which was fine, but I didn't need the credit to graduate, and I wasn't loving it. It was kind of interesting. I think it was like some sort of psychology class. I feel like I probably should have kept going, but I didn't need it. And I was like, I'm not loving this. And it was like the eighth period out of nine periods, and I had ninth period free. This was so funny. I think I had first period free, and then I had a class like second, third, fourth, and maybe even fifth periods. I had like English, math, band, and I guess gym. And then I think I had lunch sixth period, and then I think I was off seventh period, and then I had a class eighth period, and I was off ninth period. And so once I dropped the eighth class, I just stopped going to the class. It was taken off my record. I got no credit for it, which was fine. No A's, no F's, no nothing. And then I was done with school at the end of fifth period. So I could just leave and be done with it for the last like half of my senior year or something like that. I think I made the right decision. I wasn't about to go be a psychologist or anything. Okay, where were we? I don't know. Let's make it up. No, let's get back on track. Okay, 3A, to utter or mention in a casual way, as in drop a suggestion. Also, drop names. Oh, you know, last weekend I was just hanging out with this super famous person, and we were dropping names. I'm name dropping. I was not hanging out. I did see a famous person because we saw a stand-up show, but we did not hang out. 3B. The synonym is write. WRITE, as in drop us a line soon. Drop us a line. Write to us. Send us a letter. Write it out with your hand. Don't type it. Don't send it electronically. Please, write us. In cursive, no less. 4A. I should have brought the word drop into that more. Drop, yes, drop us a line. That's kind of a funny phrase, though. Drop us a line. Just drop it into our mailbox, I guess. Drop it off in the slot in our door. That might be how it was used. 4A, to lower or cause to descend from one level or position to another. You're lowering a thing, or you're pushing it off the level down to another level. You're making it drop. 4B, to cause to lessen or decrease. The synonym is reduce, as in dropped his speed. Oh, driving fast on the highway and you see a cop in front of you, behind you, off to the side, something, and you drop your speed because you were driving way too fast. But you know what? They probably already saw you driving fast. 4, where are we? 5, I think. 5. This is talking about an animal, and it says to give birth to. That is probably because many animals, I believe, give birth standing up. And so the animal, the baby, the little baby, literally drops from the animal. And if it's a giraffe, it's going to drop like 6 feet probably. But they're okay. They're fine. They're hardy. They're strong. They can handle it. They can handle the drop. 6A, this synonym is lose, as in dropped 3 games. Also as in dropped $50 in a poker game. You lost it. You lost your $50. You lost those games. Just maybe try not to gamble. You can do it smart. Do it smart. How can you do it smart? I don't know. It's a gamble. It's a game of chance. Sort of, kind of. Depends on the game. 6B. This synonym is spend, as in drop $20 for lunch. That's too much. I don't want to drop $20. You're dropping it. It's like it's just fallen out of your pockets and you don't have this money anymore. 6C. This one's probably also about money. Nope. To get rid of. Well, I guess it could be about money. But the example is dropped 20 pounds. And no, this is not lifting up your belly and then letting it go and dropping 20 pounds. No, this is you're losing it. You're eating healthier. You're exercising and you have lost it. You got rid of it. It's where did it go? I don't know. It's gone. I breathed it out. I dropped it. Drop those 20 pounds. 7A, to bring down with a shot, or a blow. So this is probably hunting, I would imagine. To bring down, you shot the animal and it dropped down dead. 7B, to cause to fall, and the thing that you are causing to fall is a high card. And I don't know what context this is about. To cause a high card to fall? Is it like you made a pyramid of cards, and then you knock down the bottom one, and then all the cards fall down, dropped? 7C, to toss or roll into a hole or basket, as in drop a putt. You dropped it so good. You hit it. It was a 50-foot putt with the green was going to the left and then going to the right and ups and downs, and you hit it so perfectly, you dropped it into the hole. 8A, to deposit or deliver during a usually brief stop. This is usually used with the word off, as in drop the kids off at school. I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say something and then I lost it. You're depositing the kids at the school. Just deposit them into the mail slot. Here you go. Here, kids, go to school. Deliver them. I never did this because I don't have kids, but I was dropped off at school. I remember fondly my mom dropping me off when I was a little tyke in elementary school. She would drop me off and say, I don't know what she said. She probably didn't say anything. And then you go have fun with your friends at school. 8B. This synonym is airdrop. Probably something being dropped out of a plane. Maybe it's goods, food, things that people need. 9. To cause to be less loud. And the thing that you are causing to be less loud is the voice. So I have dropped my voice, so I am less loud. We don't want to be very loud right now. We want it to be dropped. Please just drop your voice a little bit. You're too loud. Sometimes people have to say that to me because I kind of talk loud. I don't know why. 10A, to leave unsounded. And the thing is a letter representing a speech sound. Oh, as in drop the G in running. So I guess maybe some people say running, but no, you drop the G. The G is silent. You don't really need it. It helps to create the NG sound, but you drop it because it's a speech sound and you are leaving it unsounded. 10B, to leave out in writing. The synonym is omit. You don't need it. Drop those words. They're unnecessary. Just drop them out of this place. 11. To draw from an external point, as in drop a perpendicular to the line. To draw from an external point, drop a perpendicular to the line. This is, I don't know what this is. Number 12, to take orally, the synonym is swallow, and the thing that you might be taking orally is a drug, as in drop acid. I don't know if this gets used with any other thing that you swallow or ingest. Do you say drop a pill, drop a vitamin? I don't think so. Why is that like the standard example when you use the word drop here? Drop acid. Well, I know that they're on those little tabs that you put on your tongue. I have never dropped acid, but I have some memory of like maybe it was in liquid form before that, or they would maybe drop the liquid onto the tab. I don't really know the details of that, but I feel like maybe when it was first invented, created by that guy back in the day, that scientist, I don't remember his name. It's not Timothy O'Leary, although I think he was an acid dude. He wasn't the one who invented it. Anyway, maybe it was a liquid at that time, and so that's why it drop acid makes sense, because it would literally be a drop from one of those little things. Yeah, never dropped acid. Don't know if that's ever going to happen in my life. I have no plans to drop acid. But I do know people who have, and it sounds like they have had fun experiences, but it is illegal, and it is, I think, maybe not so easy to come by. And that's about all I know. I think you can have some fun, but also scary situations with that. So, you know, think about that before you try it, before you drop it. Droppable is an adjective. And we have some phrases. Drop a dime. This is to inform authorities of another's wrongdoing. And the authorities might be the police. Drop a dime. You're telling them you're being an informant. So you're dropping them some information. I don't know why it's a dime, but it's a dime. Drop behind is to fail to keep up. I'm sorry, I can't keep up. When Sharon and I go for walks, she is a very fast walker, and I often drop behind because I sometimes have to literally do a very easy jog just to keep up with her, or I have to just put a whole lot of energy into my walking because she's fast. Drop the ball. This is to make a mistake, especially by failing to take timely, effective, or proper action. Dropped the ball. I so many times drop the ball. Maybe I wouldn't drop the ball if I took the proper actions, if I did effective things, if I was timely, maybe I wouldn't have dropped the ball. But it's super frustrating when other people drop the ball. But when you drop the ball, you're like, yeah, I dropped the ball, deal with it. I don't know. I don't like it when I drop the ball. I feel bad. I don't want to fail in any way. I dropped the ball this morning. I meant to do all these things, and I totally forgot to do them. Okay, it's word of the episode time. What word are we going to pick? We're going to pick drop. Which form? Number one, number two, noun, verb? I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's just a word. The word of the episode is drop. Drop, 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 drop the stuff. Drop your clothes. Drop, drop, drop acid. Drop from one level to another. I don't know how to sing a song about drop. Drop, my voice is dropping. Drop, 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 drop. Yeah, that was fine. Okie dokie, that's it. There's no more episode. You have reached the end. Our time is done. Thank you for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
We are coming back for another season, and we are here to answer the hard-hitting questions like, did Jodorowsky's Dune inspire the modern era of sci-fi?
Why did we get two Dune video games from the same company in the same year?
What was the real reason Disney dropped the production for Nimona?
Is it Kingdom of the Sun or Kingdom in the Sun?
Why is Sting so miserable?
How many monsters did Godzilla fight?
Why do studios in the US think it's okay for them to make Godzilla movies?
The Haunted Mansion and the Pirates of the Caribbean ride were supposed to be connected?
Is Crimson Peak just a reincarnation of Guillermo del Toro's The Haunted Mansion?
Was Willem Dafoe really going to be a villain in Treasure Planet 2?
And
what is a Star War?
This season, we answer all these questions and more in the fourth season of How Did This Not Get Made, starting June 17th. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.